Blog Talk Radio.
In the trenches from 12 o'clock this morning all the way up to 1 o'clock.
But nevertheless, we just bless the Lord, and I thank God for you. And I'm telling you, it all going to pay off. Trust me, amen. As you continue to sacrifice yourself and begin to stay in the presence of God and stay in the face of God, you best believe that it's going to pay off. Listen, it's not for anybody else, but it's for yourself. Amen. It's for yourself. Amen. Has to always end the year, start the year, do all these different things. But be honest with you, it's the way of life. Amen. It's the way of life, walking with God. And I know some of you, you're trying to get back in the rhythm. It's going to be tough. I want to continue to encourage you and keep trying and keep coming and keep going. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to see it play off. I just want to bless the Lord, my God, and you just bless the Lord with me this morning. Because God, I'm telling you, doing exceedingly abundantly above all. Some of you are getting things ready, my God, like never before, because at the end of the day, you're going to finish strong. But you best to believe that if you begin to take on these principles, these prayers, begin to crucify your flesh and put it up under suggestion, because at the end of the day, God want to get something to you. And I'm telling you right now, there's nobody here on this line. I'm telling you, your whole life is blessed. You already are blessed. Now you want to extract the thing from the spirit realm for it can manifest into your natural life. Y'all about to holler at your boy. Amen. Let's go ahead and give God some praise. I dare you, my God Almighty. I know some of you probably still a little drowsy, but at the end of the day, find your way to the bathroom. Don't throw water on your face. Do what you got to do, because I'm telling you, it's going to play off. You better trust me. It's going to pay off. Amen. I feel like just give him another praise. 30 seconds. Come on.
And I'll praise him. Yes, I'll praise him.
Man, I'm going to get ready to jump into this tomorrow, but I know that some of you are still drowsy, some of you are still asleep, but I just want to let you know something. Where are you going? Where are you trying to go? The things that you want God to add into your life, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be much sleep, because you got to get up and work. You got to get up and put it to the plow. You got to get up and stretch yourself, amen, so you can get ready to receive. But I'm telling you, it's going to pay off. That's just a season to where you got the labor season, to where you're going to have to sacrifice yourself. It's just a season. But the reward that comes from it, the payoff that comes from it, you best believe it's worth everything that you are doing right now. You just got to keep pushing. You just got to keep going. And I push many of you, amen, into the things of God, the throne room of God, where you can continue to see what God is doing for you. Listen, let's go and give some more praise. I'm going to come. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. We just begin to get into the things of God, and I know many of you, we're going to jump right into this. Many of you, you've been around the round table with Pastor, amen, from this morning, 12 o'clock this morning, son. I've been in 1 o'clock sessions, 2 o'clock sessions, and what are we doing? We are crucifying the flesh, amen. We are crucifying the flesh and getting into the presence of God. Let me tell you something, saints of God. In order to get something from God, you have to do it God's way. And one of the things that we have to do, we got to put the flesh up under suggestion, because when God begins to deal with you, he don't deal with your flesh, he deal with your spirit. And if your flesh already, if your flesh could conquer or stronger than your spirit, how do you think that things is going to manifest in your life and work for you? Amen. Other words, many of you, you got favor on your life right now in the spirit realm. You have favor on you, but your flesh is stopping the favor for coming out. Because why? The flesh is too thick, and the flesh has to begin to come under suggestion. The man of God say he had to crucify, he had to beat his flesh under suggestion daily, because we want the things of God to come out of us. Amen. We want the things of God come out of us, so we have to begin to crucify. And that's basically fasting and praying and stand in the presence of God and stand with God, amen, through your days and time, amen. Put away the worldly stuff, or put away the different things that is not going to enhance you, but it's just doing a lot of polluting unto you, amen. I know it's entertainment and all that, but too much of it, all it does is builds like spiritual calluses, amen, in the spirit realm. So we want to begin to pull back these layers, begin to do that. And it's nice to have this regimen to go on in your life time after time, amen. Quite often, do like a detox, spiritual detox, to where we're crucifying the flesh. Because I'm telling you, where God deals with you, he deals with your spirit. He don't deal with your flesh, amen. He deal with your spirit, and your spirit capture it, amen. So other words, when God speaks, he deal with you. He come into your soul. Your soul is like your mind in the spirit realm, and your spirit is like your body. And when God begins to release to you in the spirit realm, and the manifestation comes out. But everything that God does, he does it in the spirit realm first, then the manifestation take place here into the natural. But if we have a lot of flesh and we are not crucifying our flesh, we can miss the things of God that he is releasing unto us. I don't know about you, but I'm just a person that I don't want to leave nothing on the table. I want everything to come off the table. I want everything that God has for me, I want it for me. And if it has to be crucifying my flesh, spending time with God, amen, tearing down different things, so let it be, because I want everything that God has for me. I want it for, how many of you know, it's for me, amen? My God Almighty, how many of you still there? Y'all ain't still speaking on me, amen? Go ahead and throw some water on your face. We're going to get tough. Hey, listen, it's going to get a little tougher before it get a little better. I'm going to let you know that already, right now. But at the end of the day, it's going to be all for you. And I'm telling you right now, if you listen to Pastor, you trust me, amen, you are not going to lose. You're going to begin to walk into the blessings of God for who life? Not for pastor life, but it's for your life. It's for your life. Trust me, some things is just common sense. It don't take being all spiritual deep or trying to be deep. The Bible and the things of God is very simple. It's very understandable. Amen? It's very simple. In the book of Isaiah, it begins to talk about the gifts that actually comes from God. And one of the things or the measures that everyone, that the Spirit of the Lord done gave everyone, is understanding. Amen? It's not complicated. It's very understandable. Amen? Men make things complicated pertaining to the things of God. It's just how they interpret it. It's how they trying to sound. Some people trying to sound more special than what they are. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Amen. God really wants you to understand the things of him, because the kingdom of heaven doesn't profit anything if you really don't understand what God is trying to do in your life. He's trying to do with inside of you. Amen. Before we get into prayer, intercession prayer, we need to know what we praying for. are. I was sharing this at 12 o'clock at midnight. Don't think that God don't know who in the hospital. I get all the traditional prayers or prayers that you done been learned or the prayers that you done been taught. But the kingdom prayers, God want to hear something about you. He want to deal with you about you. He understand the things of the world. Baby, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The things of the world is already prophesied. So the things that we are crying about pertaining to the world and pertaining to the demographic of the different things that happening in the world, it's already prophesied. The Bible even talk about wars and rumors of wars. It talks about countries coming against each other. It's telling you the different things of the times that it's going to happen. But God want to have a question. He get all that stuff that he already know that is going to manifest in this day and time, but he want to get you. He wants you to understand at the end of the day, he wants you to live in the blessings. He wants you to live in the overflow in your life. He wants you to live in the wealth. He wants you to live in your good health. He wants you to live every year. He's pouring out a blessing. Every day, he's pouring out a blessing. Every month, he's pouring out of the blessings that he has for you. But he wants you to get you. He wants to get to you. So you got to let God to get to you. Let the Holy Ghost be your leader. Let the Holy Ghost be your guide. And if anybody on here this morning, if you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, I prophesy right now that the Holy Ghost begin to fill you where you at in your car. I don't care if you're in your home. You still got your pajamas on. You still got your hair rollers on. So what? Let it be. Let the Holy Ghost begin to fill you, because the Holy Ghost is the lead of God. And now I'm talking about the true Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about that familiar spirit that people says that's what he's speaking to me in different things, but we don't have nothing to show for. The Holy Ghost going to help you to deal with you for you can get the result that God is releasing unto you. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Ghost is there to help you, my God, to help you for you can get the result that God done release unto you. Understand that. He's not there to deal with your neighbors, deal with this and here, deal with this is coming here. He's there to make sure you stay in a connection with God. He's there to encourage you. He's there to lift you. He's there for you to define or to work on who? Work on you, for you can begin to take on the different things with God. The Holy Ghost is there to help you to stay a son and stay a daughter within the kingdom of him. He's not worrying about so much of your assignment in your office. No, he's worrying about you just being a son and you being a daughter with the Most High God. Listen, let's get into this thing. Amen. Because I feel it. I've been feeling it, my God, for a minute now, and I'm definitely up in there. Amen. Listen, before the Spirit of the Lord begin to allow us to pray, you got to understand something. This is where I really want you all going to begin to ask the Holy Ghost to show you trigger prayers, trigger your target prayers. You need to pray at that target. What is the target? First of all, we need to find out what God is doing within us, the areas that we need to be working on, the areas that God needs to continue to develop within us, because everyone has a goal. Everyone has a place in their life where you trying to go, where you trying to get at. Other words, it's a blueprint that the Lord already made between you and him. It's already there. Now you need to get the blueprint, amen, and you need to begin to do the work and begin to put the labor. The first thing, we need to seek the Spirit of the living God, not because seeking God because of the haters, seeking God who don't like us. God manifest to me who ain't no good, who a snake, who's a warlock. No, baby, I'm telling you right now, that is the enemy trying to give you a perception, because God ain't caring about none of that kind of stuff, because the Bible already declares, if God be for you, who could be against you? And the Bible already declared that the Lord says, I will fight your battles. And I'm telling you right now, that is a manipulation stunt, that is a strategy for the enemy think that if you can keep your eyes on him, he could stop and block you. We all got some issues. We all got some problem. When you start getting around people that want to act brand new, like you got this. I don't want to be about around you. What about you? You got some issues as well. You got issues that somebody don't need to want to be around you. You ain't no different than anybody else, even though you done did this, I did that. So that is not the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord is love. The spirit of the Lord is compassion. The God don't throw nobody away. He ain't throw you away. He ain't going to throw me away, even if we deserve to get ready to be put away. But I thank God that he hold out with this old crazy hood rat brother right here, and he kept my God on me, for I could see what I am. I could see what he's doing right now today. Some of you need to go ahead and thank God, because at the end of the day, families and friends might not want to talk to you, might not want nothing to do with you. But one thing that I truly can understand, that the Lord say, I will never leave you, nor I will not forsake. Somebody, I wish I had a, my God, do I got some prayer warriors this morning? My God almighty, that I will never leave you, nor forsake you. So we got to understand that God want to deal with you. He ain't caring about no haters. That's a small thing with God. He ain't caring about somebody persecuting you, talking about you behind your back, in closed doors, behind closed doors. They get around you. They smile in your face, and they act funny behind your back. God ain't caring about none of that stuff there. All he's caring about is you, and the Holy Ghost is not stunned none of that as well, because, baby, if they ain't stunned that with Jesus, where he done got spit on, walked on, talked on, scrapped on, he got cut, he done got stabbed. Matter of fact, they put him to death. If they ain't stunned that, because the power that is inside of you, and I pray this morning just for a sidebar, I declare and decree that you're going to discover the power that is inside of you. You all have the measure of power that God done placed inside of you. That power is an anointing that God already released on your life. I declare and decree that you are not going to look at yourself like you're a small thing. You're a thing that God is just not doing in his life like everybody else. Baby, it's inside of you. And I pray that the Holy Ghost begin to unlock and show you how to unlock what's already inside of you. Somebody need to write in a family text line and say, I am anointed. You are anointed. You are anointed. My God almighty, is there any anointed vessel is there tonight, this morning, or wherever it is? So we got to understand. We got to understand that the Holy Ghost is there for us. He's there. He ain't caring about all that stuff. He don't care about that. Because at the end of the day, that don't mean nothing to him. The Holy Ghost is not there in your life to show you who don't like you, who don't this, who discern this, discernment. I wish y'all could, my God, I hope y'all going to be in the class with Pastor. My God, because I got these the gifts, I'm really going to be breaking it down. Discernment is not there to see who don't like you. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to see him. He wants you to see devils. He wants you to see demons. He don't want you to see the blessings of God. Don't you realize that so many people always see, they see more people acting funny with them other than where their blessings is coming from. They see more people that is fake with them other than where is their deliverance coming from? Where is my healing coming? Y'all better talk here to me. That is a strategy of the enemy. He got your eyesight. You need to get some spiritual eye surgery for you can begin to change your perception, change the way you see it, because God said, I don't care about that. What I'm doing in your life is greater than a hater. What I'm doing in your life and what I'm finna get ready to do is greater than any doctor report that they can give you. But long as you keep your eyes stagnated on that nonsense, you are not going to see the blessings, what I'm doing inside of you. I wish somebody could talk back to me. First things, trigger, we got to target our prayers. Many people cannot target the prayers or intercession for their life because they don't understand the blueprint for your life. Question is, where are you going? Where are you going? I cannot, and I share with you all this at 12 o'clock midnight. I don't have the blueprint for your life. Your blueprint for your life is between you and God. Nobody else has the blueprint for your life. Don't let folks in 2023 come and say, I see, I see, I see. Baby, you need to go and see your own life. Don't worry about what you need to see over here, because the Lord going to keep working with me. It's my job as a leader, as a pastor, to give you the tools that you need to continue to build your life according to the blueprint. But the blueprint that God has for your life, that's between you and God. That's between you and God. That's your house. That's your blueprint. You know what you want. You know where you're going. You know what's inside of you, the burning that is inside of you for you to achieve and for you to accomplish. That is your blueprint. Y'all hear me? And you, it's only me, only somebody who understand and got the tools to give to you. Once again, nobody cannot give you something that they don't have. You could talk about, well, you need to get this 2x4 and put it there. Well, tell me, where is the 2x4? Where can I get it? Do you have it? Amen. A lot of people telling you stuff from a book of knowledge, but they cannot show you how to apply the knowledge. It's a difference when somebody could tell you a knowledge, but show me how to apply the knowledge. Because I believe that the body of Christ, you are not lacking in knowledge. You are lacking in application. Because we got a lot of knowledge-filled people, but we have fruit application. And that is what you are looking for in 2023 for relationship. I'm looking for application. I'm just not looking for a good talk game, a good chat-na-ma-ha-ya, all that good harmonies and all that good stuff. Baby, I'm about my business. I'm about the things of God. I'm about what God is trying to do with me in my life, in my family. I don't have time for your good talk game. It's good that you know the definition. It's good you know how to break it down. But can you applicate that? Can you articulate that? I'm looking for application. And only somebody has the application, they'll be able to give you some substance. No application, know what else you're going to get. So we got to assign target prayers. Hallelujah. So when we begin to look in the blueprint and look at what we need to work on, listen, what you're going to be praying for, I might not be praying for that because that might not be an issue for me. That probably be an issue for you. Y'all hear me? What you might pray for, I might not pray for that because that might be your issue, but it's not my issue. At the end of the day, we still have different things and different issues that we need to work on to do what? For God to better us. It's all about you getting better as an individual. I know I might be married to First Lady, but First Lady has to better herself as an individual. I can't better my life or better her for her. She got to do it within herself. I have to better myself, amen, for who? Myself. God want to better you for yourself. He want to do things within inside of you. He want to bring you into a place. And this is where the Holy Ghost comes in at, because the Holy Ghost begins to reveal to you different areas that we need to work on, where we need some tools at, where we need different things poured into us, for we can begin to finish this pieces to this house, for we can begin to lay this foundation. What is the foundation? Y'all got that at 12 o'clock. It's the relationship with God. You're going to build your home. You're going to build your life. You're going to build your walk off of your relationship with God. After you build your, you have the foundation laid, now it's time for the structure. What is the structure? The structure is the word of God. This is where you got to be very careful who's going to try to teach you the word of God. That's why a good talk game, baby. No, you got to show me how you can applicate that, work that, before I can put a beam or put a form here, put a beam there, put my cutout for my windows going to be over here, because some of us, we done been listening to a lot of talk game from 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, and our house get formed, and where we lean it to one side, then we lean it to the back side, we missing some beams, we are missing some windows over here, this closed up over here, I don't have no cutout for electricity, I don't have nothing for the plumbing, because why? Because at the end of the day, we don't allow folks don't pour into us where they didn't have the capacity of application to help us to build the house. And now we got to tear it right back down. Many of us, that's why a lot of your relationships, they have not been left from God, because your foundation is upset with the relationship with God, but you constantly trying to structure your life. You constantly trying to build your life. I declare and decree, and this is the last time that you're going to be trying to structure your life. You're going to be trying to rebuild your life, because the framing work is going to go up correct this time. The framing work is going, you're going to be looking for, you're going to be interviewing. You're going to look for individuals that have the criteria, the individuals that have, my God Almighty, the experience, begin to help you to structure what's inside of you. After we got the structure, that's the word of God. Now we got to cover the house. That's your plywood. That is your sheetrock. That's different things. We'll cover the house and begin to make the house look like the house. You got your brick. Some of us have stucco on the side of our house. Whatever you do, now it's got the structure. Now we got the framework. Now we covering the house. We covering the house. Amen. And as we covering the house, the covering is, my God Almighty, discipline. Discipline. If you don't have no discipline in your life, you will not have no covering. So many people, amen, got good potential, but no discipline. Discipline calls, if you don't have discipline, it's going to cause you to lose. It's going to cause you to be empty. It's going to cause you to be depleted. It don't matter if you got a good run. But brothers and sisters, if you don't got discipline with money, I don't care how much money come in your life, you're going to constantly lose, my God. You are not going to have nothing to show for. Discipline. Discipline in your health. If you don't have discipline in your health, instead of you getting better, you're going to end up getting worse. Discipline with your conversation. Instead of you ending conversation, getting out of some things, you're going to find yourself drifting into some gossip, drifting into some different things that you shouldn't even be drifting into. Discipline. You need discipline. Discipline is a covering. It keeps you covered. It keeps you protected. It's you standing your ground and say, no, 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 no. It's you standing your ground and say, Or yes, 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 no, 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 maybe, I don't know, whatever. Discipline. Y'all hear me tonight. Y'all hear me. So we have to have discipline, because if we don't have discipline, guess what? Everything is going to be gone. I want to move on from this. I gave this illustration that you can get the land, you can get the law, especially my people that has houses or homes. You understand about the property, about your lot, about your land. Some people, and I shared this in 12 a.m., some people, amen, they got the lot, but they don't got the house, they don't got the foundation, but you still decided to move in. You don't got your furniture. You arranged that my living room going to be over here without the structure. You said my kitchen going to be over here, and you don't brought furniture in. You don't brought your living room set. You don't brought your bedroom set. Say my bedroom is going to be over here. You don't have no covering. You don't have no structure. You just out there in the open. Now you out there in the open. The weather done damaged your furniture. The weather done beat it all up. Somebody done came and stole this stuff when you done went to work, and now you coming back and you're mad at the world. Baby, you're mad at the world because you didn't cover yourself. You mad at the world because you didn't discipline yourself. You better guard your furniture. What is the furniture? The furniture is the inward part of you. That is your character. That is your peace. That is your joy. That is your happiness. Stop allowing your furniture or laying your furniture or putting your furniture every place that doesn't have a covering to cover you. Y'all better hear me, my God. Discipline. Discipline. Now, after we got all of this, now we got to protect. Yes, we protect. We protect. We got to protect our goods. Protect your blessings. Protect it. Stop allowing people to feel sorry. Stop allowing people to play on your emotions. Some of you, the enemy knows how to get to you because your emotions don't have discipline. Your feelings don't have discipline. And it's your easy pickings, your easy prey, my God, to manipulate on, give you a good story, give you a good hustle, make you think everything is going to be all right and ain't nothing going to be all right. Because why? You don't have a discipline to cover these areas for you can begin to protect yourself and protect, my God Almighty, the blessing that God gives to you, every blessing that God gives to you, every release that he releases in your life, you got to cover that. You got to build a house for it. You got to put a structure up for it. Everything he gives to you. Cover your financial blessing. Cover your healing. You got to cover your peace. You got to cover your joy. You got to cover everything that God gives to you, that God releases unto you. You cover it. And last but not least, I want to talk to somebody. At the end of the day, no longer, I'm telling you, how you carry yourself is the result of how you are in the inside. Some of us need to get ready to change the way we look. Some of us need to get ready to change who we are. You need to change your whole appearances. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Well, baby, if you're going to be a six-figure status woman or a six-figure status man, you got to start carrying yourself like you're a six-figure person. You begin to prophesy. The one of the fruit, one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost is prophecy. Prophecy is also a measure of the Spirit of the Lord, where he gives each and every one of you. Prophecy is not only about the words that you speak out of your mouth, but prophecy is also about your action. You better start walking like you're a six-figure woman. You better start looking like you're a six-figure man. You better start acting like that your put your hygiene in a six-figure place. Let's stop acting like we don't have no, my God Almighty, as I'm talking to anybody, let's start acting like we don't have things that is in our life that God is making us better and God is blessing us. We got to start looking like it. You need to start acting like it. You need to start walking like it. Where are you going? I'm not telling you to fake it till you make it, but you could do better than where you at right now. I'm not telling you to try to put on a facade. Baby, you don't have to put on a facade. You could do better than where you at right now. Some of you could do better. We could look better. We could feel better. You go ahead and prophesy where you going. Baby, if you got to go shopping in a Goodwill, so what? You go shopping in a Goodwill, but you better look for them six-figure outfits. You better look for that seven-figure hairdo. Y'all better holler at your boy, because where you going? You don't got time. My God Almighty, let me be honest with you all. Come on. Can Pastor be honest with you all on this level? I'm going to be honest with you on this level. This realm here, this realm is natural realm. You get the spiritual realm, and this is where majority of the people get it. The majority of the saints of God, they only get spiritual realm, but they don't get natural realm. They thinking that the spiritual realm is going to push over the natural realm, and we can bombard our way to get whatever we want. So now the church don't build the people up with a spirit of entitlement. Entitlement. I don't care how saved you are. If the no is going to be no, that's what it's going to be. It ain't the devil. So we don't build, people don't got built up with a sense of entitlement. So we get the spiritual components together. Well, we have to make sure we get the natural components together. Y'all about to hear me right here. Come on now. You can have favor on your life all day, and somebody can have favor on their life all day. But when they approach you and their hygiene are not in place, y'all about to hear me. Body got an odor. Clothes got an odor. They got an odor. Immediately, instead of them focus on your favor, they already focused on and turned off. Let's talk real here. They already turned off because of your hygiene. So now God cannot fully work for you. Because why? Because you are not caring about your outward appearance. Your outward appearance. Y'all about to talk here to me. Come on now. You could be ready to. Where are my sisters at? Let me talk to the sisters right quick. You don't seem this fine, brother. I'm not talking about who you with right now. You don't seem this fine brother, this fine sister, or the fine sister, or fine brother, whatever. And now you begin to talk to them, engage to them, and next thing you know, they hygiene. You begin to smell the hygiene. What begins to happen? You begin to do what? Turn off. Come on now. Turn off. So we have to understand the natural works with the spirit, and the spirit works with the natural. Whatever you're buying on earth is buying in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, come on somebody, is loose. We're saying how to get the natural components. You all stop walking like you're thrown away. So you prophesize into your self and say, well, I just look like my parents. I'm just thrown away. Well, that is what coming back to you. When you start walking like a woman, a statue, a woman, a business, a woman that you know, I'm coming with it. My act is together. You're going to begin to see what's already inside of you. begin to work for you, because it goes hand in hand. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear? Your character, natural character, it plays a big part in what God is doing in your life spiritually and naturally. Who want to keep dealing with somebody, always have an attitude, always can't tell them nothing, can't do this, can't do that? Y'all hear me? So we need some natural components for God to work with us, as well the spiritual components. So we got to understand the natural components and begin to work on the natural components. Well, so keep laboring in the spirit for the spiritual components. Who want to keep working with somebody got nasty attitudes? Who want to give somebody like that a promotion? Can't talk to people, don't have no people skills, always have a chip on their shoulders, always have all this. Who want to keep working with somebody? So now, so the doors that has been opened for you in the natural, now the doors are being closed. Because why? You don't have no natural character. Even though the favor of God is on your life, even though God is pouring out on your life, he used people to be a blessing to you in the natural realm. He could bless you spiritually, but the manifestation is going to come naturally. Y'all better talk back here to me. And he uses who? He uses people. Let's put you in the reverse shoes. Somebody come and trying to get a blessing for you, but they all nasty to you. How much focus you going to put on that person? They disrespecting you. They got a poor attitude. They got a poor character. What's going to happen? You're going to be turned off. You're going to be turned off, and you ain't going to really want to deal with that individual because of their character is not in place. The same thing that God is doing to us. So many of us are messing up our blessings in the natural when we got spiritual things correct, but we're messing up things in the natural because we have not got us together. This is where we got to pray and let the Holy Ghost troubleshoot. Some of us still dealing with hurt from our past. Some of us still dealing with backstabbing. We still dealing with wounds. We still dealing with things, dealing with our childhood. We still dealing with the spirit of offense. We still dealing with the spirit of ought, and it's transforming in our natural life, and we're trying to figure out how we could get a release. Baby, let me tell y'all, brothers and sisters, that especially the ones trying to be so deep, you could come out the spirit realm, and you could get into the natural and begin to get your life in order naturally. You can do all the praying you want, but until your character get right naturally, you're still going to be jacked up. Until you get yourself together naturally, you're still going to see the same result. Hallelujah. I'm finna go now, y'all. I'm finna go. My goodness, I'm finna go. Listen. Hallelujah. Let me get out of here. Get out of here, Pastor. I am. Listen. Everything that God has for you, it is for you. There's no one on this line, or there's no one in this world that God have not released blessings upon them. I don't care how much you don't like a person, or how much a person don't like you. It does not stop them for being blessed, or what's inside of them. It's already inside of you. We are the biggest blockers of the blessings of God, not the enemy, not our haters. That's what he wants you to think. That's what he wants you to see. That's why all these demonized folks and all this kind of stuff here, I kind of pull back from them, because the perceptions needs to change. We have to understand that God is doing within us. Building your relationship with God is the foundation. You got to structure our house to keep, to bring your blessings and bring things into the storehouse to protect. After you build your foundation, you got to do the framing work. There's no house is a complete built house without a skeleton. The skeleton is the framing. We call that studs in the wall. This is your studs. But that is the structure. That is the framing that you are drilling into. I think we got the framing together, which is the word of the Lord. That's why that stage is very important, because your discipline or your covering is just only going to mold the shape of the framing. That's all it's going to do. It's just going to cover the framing. So the framing is very important. In other words, the word of God in your life. The perspective, how you interpret the scriptures of God. This is why I'm going to keep saying it. And I know if I have plenty of people upset with Pastor, and plenty of people don't even like when I say it, because it's challenged them. I don't care. I'd rather to save one or two lives, because at the end of the day, I challenge your intellect all day. If you don't have application, what good is your knowledge? The devil got plenty of knowledge, but the devil don't have no application for the things of God. Y'all hear me? We need application. You need to listen to someone that could show you. They could see it. They could demonstrate it in their own personal life. That's the substance that the Bible talks about. Don't allow your framing work be all over the place. That means when you cover, it's going to be all over the place. And it's a matter of time before it gives in, because it's not framed correctly. That's why some of you, you're constantly rebuilding your house and rebuilding your feelings, rebuilding your joy. Watch this. But you still got your relationship with God intact, because your framing work is not correct. But your foundation is not going nowhere. Then after we got the framing work correct, now we need to cover. What is the covering? Discipline. This is where so many people lack in their life, is discipline. Discipline over your feelings. Discipline over your emotions. Discipline over your finances. Discipline over your social, your relationship life. Discipline over your home. Discipline over your family. All these areas need a covering. All these areas. Pastor cannot cover this part for you. You have to cover these parts for yourself. I can't be at your front door and telling and let the individual say, yeah, you could come in, you can't come in, you could come in, you can't come in. No, that's your choice. No, I'm not going to be walking with you in your life and say, yeah, give this person $10, you give this person $5, this person don't get nothing, you don't give this person anything. I can't do that. That's your decision. That's your choice. So you have to have the discipline. You have to have the discipline. And once you got your house structured, begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Make the house the best house that it could possibly be. I don't walk in some bad apartment. And I don't walk in some people don't have their project houses laid out. It doesn't matter where you at in life. You begin to prophesy where you're going. You don't have to look where you at. Look where you're going. If you're going to six figures, baby, you begin to look, begin to learn how to carry yourself. The character, the personality, how to take care of my hygiene, how to take care of me, even my language. Certain things, when I get into conversation with different individuals, opportunities, certain things I got to be aware of, how I begin to communicate, what I begin to say. Because you could turn off your opportunity away. And you're starting all back over. We're going to finish strong. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. We're going to finish strong. I bless God for you all. Pastor, we're going to say peace. Love you all. Goodbye. Have a great day.